Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of Ghana in Focus with myself, Kwame, Ghanaian broadcaster, journalist, writer, entrepreneur, and podcaster. And in this week's episode of Ghana in Focus, we're starting a three-part series looking at Ghanaian cuisine and some of the most popular Ghanaian dishes that they are. So we'll tell you more about those in a minute, but this is the first of a three-part series looking at popular Ghanaian cuisine. And so before we get into this podcast, don't forget to share, like, subscribe to the podcast on many platforms, Google Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, TuneIn Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, so that every time I download a new episode, it will automatically go to your feed. So don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to like and share as well. Again, this podcast has been sponsored by Grow For Me Ghana. Grow For Me Ghana is a fantastic initiative that seeks to, through sponsorship and also capital venture, seeks to allow Ghanaian farmers to grow and develop by giving them the necessary funds that they need in order to grow and develop their farms in order to produce more produce that A, makes them self-sufficient, because you know it's very hard for them to get loans from the state and even the banks, but it makes them self-sufficient. That means that they're able to get enough crops to sell to the market, which allow them to be in a position to actually send their children to school, pay for medical care, etc. But more importantly, it will allow Ghana to become self-sufficient in food. So rather than importing foodstuffs from outside, these initiatives help Ghanaian farmers grow a lot of food to ensure that Ghana is food secure. And so this is a fantastic way to help Ghana becoming food secure by being a sponsor of Grow For Me Ghana. And I'll put down in the podcast notes the link to Grow For Me Ghana. All right, so let's get into this podcast. So Ghanaian cuisine is very, very popular. And like I say, it's becoming popular because primarily of the music, and also it's part of the Ghanaian culture that has been packaged to particularly people in the diaspora as well, and also tourists that come to Ghana. So over the next three episodes, we're going to show you some of the most popular cuisine in Ghana, and we're also going to tell you how to cook these things, because you know, it's important to know how to cook these things so that before you come to Ghana, you will know, try them out for yourself and how to prepare the recipes. So that when you come to Ghana, you'll be more familiar with the recipes so that it will not be a culture shock to you. So the first dish that we're going to see today is jollof rice, the world famous Ghanaian jollof rice. So there's all this hoopla, particularly around West Africa, as to who can, you know, cook the best jollof rice. Is it Ghana? Is it Nigeria? There was even, you know, I think I saw somewhere on YouTube, jollof wars between Ghana and Nigeria. So there's a massive debate about who can produce the best jollof rice. Is it from Ghana or is it from Nigeria? Well, it depends on who you speak to. If you speak to many Nigerians, they will say that they do the best jollof rice. If you speak to many Ghanaians, they will say that Ghana makes the best jollof rice. But did you know, folks, that jollof rice is not even Ghanaian or Nigerian? Many Ghanaians and even Nigerians don't even understand where the origin of jollof rice is from. Actually, jollof rice is actually the staple food of the Wolof people of Central Gambia. So that's why it's called actually Wolof, W-O-L-F. And then in Ghana, Nigeria, we put the J on it, so it became J-O-L-O-F. Or J-O-L-L-O-F, yeah? But it's actually a Wolof food from the Wolof people of Senegal, Gambia. The Wolof rice, so it's called Wolof rice. But we, Ghana, Nigeria, we renamed it jollof rice. So this food actually originated amongst the Wolof people and has become a very fantastic staple food across West Africa. So jollof rice had its origins in Senegal, Gambia. But now when you go to Liberia, I think they've got a version of jollof rice. Sierra Leone has a version of jollof rice And obviously, as you know, Ghana and Nigeria have their own versions of jollof rice. So it's a very, very popular dish across West Africa. And we're going to show you how to make jollof rice. Yes, we're going to show you how to make it in the footnotes of this podcast. I'll put a short video as to how you, at home, listening to this podcast, can prepare jollof rice and try for yourself before coming to Ghana and trying the authentic jollof rice. Yeah? So that is the first cuisine that we'll be looking at, jollof rice. So the next cuisine that we'll also be looking at as well is red red. So what red red is actually sweet plantain that's fried along with black-eyed bean stew. So back in the day, you know, red red, you know, when I was growing up, it used to be called coco nigeria, because the coco is what we call sweet plantain in English, and then the idria, that is what they call the black-eyed beans. So back in the day when I was growing up in Ghana, it was called coco nigeria, but now it's been, you could say, anglicized and popularized to the term red red. So that it's been marketed in that way, to particularly to tourists, you know. So when they come to Ghana, and if they ask for red red, then people know what they are looking for. So again, red red is a very popular dish, eaten throughout Ghana, but particularly southern Ghana. So when I mean southern Ghana, I'm talking about the Asante area, Eastern Region, Greater Accra area, Cape Coast area, you know, Central Region, Western Region, Takoradi. You know, it is very, very popular dish in those areas of Ghana. I'm not sure about the Volta area of Ghana, and I'm not sure about the Northern Region of Ghana, but definitely outside of Northern Ghana and the Volta region, red red is a very, very popular dish. Yep. And it's also a pretty affordable dish to buy when you're in Ghana. So when you're in Ghana, you know, you can try red red. So like I said, red red is made of fried sweet plantain, because you've got the bitter one, or you've got, you know, which is called apim. So the not so sweet one is called apim, the plantain, so-called green banana, as the Jamaicans will call it. But we call it in Ghana sweet plantain, coco. That is the key ingredient of red red. And also palm oil is cooked in palm oil. And also the black-eyed beans, which is used to make the black-eyed beans stew, is also a key ingredient of the red red food that is called red red. And the black-eyed beans stew is also made with palm oil, yeah? So this is the palm oil that is very, very healthy. Not the palm oil that has been, you know, quote-unquote, contaminated with the dicosidan one. No, you know, in Ghana, we have the healthy palm oil that is used, that is made with the palm kernel and the palm nut, yeah, that I mentioned before, abe. So the abe is what is used to make the palm oil, which is very, very healthy for you. So again, I will leave footnotes, I will leave a video rather, a short video, as to how you can prepare for yourself red red, so that when you come to Ghana, it is a food that you'll be familiar with, and then try the authentic, you know, Ghanaian red red that is sold widely, as I mentioned, in many areas of Ghana. So that's it for part one of our three-part series looking into most popular dishes in Ghana. I hope you like the videos that I'm going to put down as to how to prepare the world-famous jollof rice, and also how to prepare red red as well. And like I said, if you like the video, please share, please like, please subscribe. Like I said, you can subscribe via the various podcast providers, be it Spotify, be it Google, be it TuneIn, etc. Just subscribe to a podcast. It's free of charge. So that when I upload a podcast, that will be automatically sent to your feed. All right. So thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you next week for part two of our series looking into Ghanaian cuisine. So for myself, Kwame, and for more of the team on Ghanaian Focus, have a good week, and we'll see you real soon.